countdown begins.
Fresh. You're listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following.
Fresh.
And now, your host, Chris. Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to talk about something so important that will really alleviate your burden of not being able to convert. All these quote-onlys, all these calls that we get where they just want to pay the service fee and think about it, or they want to get a second opinion, or they got to talk to their spouse. There's a reason. We're going to talk about that today. In fact, by the end of this podcast, the goal is to help you really get yourself in a position where you truly understand what the customer's buying. What is getting them to say yes? What is getting them to say no? And at what level? What I mean by that is, why are they only doing the repair versus the replacement? Maybe you're offering it and they're still just going with the replacement. Maybe you're giving them three options and they're still saying no. And we need to find out why. So we're going to talk about exactly what they're buying. This is crucial to totally understand, because when you grasp this, it will make sense as to how McDonald's, how Burger King, how they're getting $8 and $9 for burgers that quite honestly would not bring $8 or $9 in a restaurant. We're going to understand that principle. We're going to understand why Red Robin has to have a thick, juicy burger and a bottomless pit of fries in order to get $14 for their value meal, when you go to McDonald's and they can get 10 and they're not giving you anywhere near. In fact, they're not even giving you real food in some cases, I think. So we're going to talk about that. But before we get too far into it, I just want to say, for those that haven't checked it out, please go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Request some information. Right there, we ask you, what's your biggest problem? If you request some information from us or request the ebook that we have, we'll answer that. We may even solve your problem for free through an email. I just can think of the other day, a gentleman reached out to us. He was having some trouble understanding pricing and how to build his price book, and we shot him back a personalized message, no charge, and just helped him through that little hurdle. So that's what we do. That's what we want to do. Reach out to us at www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Also, get subscribed to the podcast. Like our Facebook page and follow us on YouTube. Do all these things, folks, because we're constantly putting out material and information and things that can help you in your business. And all this stuff is free. It's all free content. Now, just like this podcast is free and the content is free, I want to give you guys purpose content. Content that you can actually use in your business, use as a plumber, use in the call, use in your life. That's what this podcast is all about. It's about making you better, helping you get better each and every day. And today we're talking about what the customer values and what they actually buy when they buy things. What is it that they're spending their money on? And today, the first point I want to really drive home, there's three things that we're going to cover as it relates to what the customer's buying, and we'll drill down on each one. And you've heard me say this 1,000 times, but the first one is value. Now, what do I mean by value, and how do we drive that value? It's such an easy word to use, and oftentimes it gets said, but no one really explains what it means, and how do we build that value? Well, you can build value with some gimmicky sales lines. You can build value with some slick words, but the truth of the matter is, to really provide substance, to really give a customer a purchase that they can feel confident in, a purchase that they feel like they got their money's worth in, a purchase that's not going to drive them towards remorse and wanting to get their money back or wanting to get some of their money back, but a purchase that they feel good about and they brag about, a purchase when someone else asks them what they got, they get excited. When they leave the review, they get excited. This is going to come down to value. This is going to come down to product value. More importantly, what it will do for them. What kind of a solve are we creating here? And that's the value, right? That's what people are really after here, is what are you going to solve, and at what level you're going to solve it. For example, if you sell a PRV, you could sell metal, you could sell brass, you could sell check valves, you could sell longevity in the rest of your plumbing. You could sell your fixtures lasting longer, getting more out of them. There's a lot of different variables. The softener is the same way. We could sell resin. You know, we can sell cast iron. We could sell salt. We could sell copper. We could sell plastic, we can sell vowels, we can sell clack, we can sell all these different words, but they mean nothing to the customer. The clack valve, it's an amazing piece of technology, but to the customer it means absolutely nothing until you tell them what it will do for them. Then it means everything. The salt is a negative. Until you explain to them the true way to exchange ion, the real true ion exchange has to happen with sodium. It has to. There's no other way. And so anything else is not a true water softener. It's a water conditioner. And you can't do that unless you what? You got to have product knowledge. You got to have product knowledge. Listen, point one is provide value. That's what your customer is going to buy. And how do you do that? How are you able to give that to your customer? Well, you do that by getting product knowledge. You have to. Look, for you owners out there right now, number one, set these up with your distributors. Get the manufacturers into your shops. Get them teaching about these new things. Electric tanklesses don't quite do the job, and they haven't done the job for quite a long time. But here recently, they've come out with some new technology. And if you're in the South, somewhere warm, where the water temperature doesn't come in super cold, you know, like Arizona or Florida or something like that, there's some new technology you should check into, True Tankless. I was just talking to a guy the other day who isn't aware that gas tanklesses have come as far as they have, doesn't realize that they have 199,000 BTUs, that they've set up some new technology within that that helps get rid of the cold water sandwich, that helps, see, all these things we're talking about. Now, if you're listening right now and you're like, yeah, I know about all that already, great. Then learn about all the technology. If you do drains, you know, what about lining? What about all these other things? If you do softeners or if you do water heaters, then you need to know about tankless. You need to know about Navi, and you need to know about softeners and conditioners and how those operate and how they protect the tankless and how they might affect the rest of the plumbing system. You need to know about these things. You got to get educated constantly. Some of you are like, what's a cold water sandwich? That's my point. How can the customer know more about something than you do, and then you expect to ever be able to get them to a place where they can make an intelligent decision? Sure, you can persuade them. Sure, you can convince them. Sure, you can talk them into it. But can you truly educate them in a way that where they understand it from the same point you do, and for them to understand it from the same point of view that you have to have one? Because that's when somebody can make a good, intelligent purchase. Our job is not to go get people to do something. Our job is not to go convince someone. Our job is not to go get money out of the home. Our job is to go in and educate, service them, take care of them, help them through this event, through this scenario of their life, through this disruption, if you will. Think about this. They are literally living their life. They're a train going down the train tracks, and out of nowhere, here comes something that derails them, and your job is to pick them back up off of the dirt, pick them back up out of that mess, and put them back on the rails of life and get them going back to their future destination. Their destination. Retiration. Was that even a word? Their future destination. And as they're headed towards that future destination, you need to get them back on track. And honestly, you want to put them in a better position than they were in when they went off track. You can't do that if you don't truly understand the benefits and features of the new technology. You got to get educated. You got to educate your shop. For you plumbers out there, for you service plumbers specifically that listen to this podcast, and you don't work for someone who is listening to the podcast, so maybe they're not into the service thing, then you got to get yourself educated. Sadly enough, too many technicians email, send in messages. Their owners don't quite grasp it. Their owners don't quite want to make the shift to service, but they do. You know, first of all, I would tell you, just be the position you want to be in life before you are that position. So if you want to be a general manager somewhere, you want to be a service manager somewhere, be that today. Go out there and provide the best service and value you can to your customer. Get yourself educated on these products. Get yourself educated on these services. Get yourself educated on this future technology and provide that value. And then go work somewhere where they see that as a value, where they see that benefit, where they want to be what you are being. For you owners out there, there's techs out there that want to find a place that provides this. Be that place. You're having a hard time finding guys. You know, go back an episode. We talked about hiring guys and how to do that. This is all a part of it. Train your guys. Your guys want to be trained. They want to get better. And the ones that don't want to be trained and don't want to get better, why are you so worried about keeping them? Why are you so worried about keeping them around? Okay, people should always want to get better. That's what we talk about when we talk about the Fresh Force. That's what the Fresh Force is. The Fresh Force is this force, this group of service experts, this group of people that literally have to be dealt with, because we're going to change the way. We're going to change the expectation that a customer has when it comes to service. Who is in the Fresh Force? Well, I'm in the Fresh Force. You're in the Fresh Force. Anyone that listens and agrees to what we talk about on here is in the Fresh Force. Maybe you're a client. Maybe your company is one of the clients and you're just in the program. Almost a couple hundred techs in the program now. Imagine being one of those. You're in the Fresh Force. If you just listen to the show, you're not actually in the program. You're still in the Fresh Force. Maybe you wear the gear. Maybe you got a hat. Maybe you got a cup. Maybe you just go around with the mantra of service over sales. You believe that people should always be serving in everything they do. You believe that, you wear that on your sleeve, and you act out in that way. You are a part of the Fresh Force. Be a part of the Fresh Force. Send in a message. Just got a message from someone the other day. It said, I listen to the show all the time. Can I get a hat? I'm down. Send in messages. Let us know who you are. Put it on Facebook. Put it on social media. Let the world know that you are a part of this thing called the Fresh Force. The plumbing sales coach, always be serving. Service over sales. We're no longer going to stand around and watch people be broke fixed and just drag this industry down. In fact, it's bigger than this industry. We're going to be the example. We're going to be the bar for electricians. We're going to be the example. We're going to be the bar for HVAC. We're going to be the example for all of the trades. We're going to raise the bar. Now, in order to do that, we got to understand what the customer is really buying. It's all a part of this. And the very first thing we talked about was value, product knowledge, this idea of knowing what you're selling. The second thing is convenience. It's point two, understand the customer is buying convenience. 100% there. That's why it matters the way that you schedule, what calls you schedule it, how much of your schedule you book out in advance. You know, we talk about never booking your schedule out more than 50% in advance. Got to have room in the schedule for same day callers, for people with problems that they just woke up to. You're booked out 3 days and you feel good about that. You're not going to feel good about that at the end of those 3 days because the revenue is just not going to be there, not what it could have been. Convenience. This is why if you have a gallon of milk and you got a 10,000 square foot building with 5,000 other products in it, you know, they call those supermarkets, grocery stores, super Walmarts, the milk's not going to be as expensive as if it's in a 500 square foot building or an 800 square foot building and there's a gas pump outside. It's called a convenience store. The reason why it's called a convenience store is because it's more convenient. You can go in there really quick, grab your milk, and get out of there, but you're going to pay twice as much. Same milk, same cow, same farmer, same rooster waking that guy up, twice as expensive. Convenience. This is a fact. This is why companies like McDonald's can sell fake food for premium money. This is why you pull up to Burger King. It's not really that great of food, but it's premium money. Why is this? Convenience. Think about it. You can just pull up there right now. You can take care of your problem. Your problem is you're hungry. You can knock that out right away. Real quick. Convenience. When you walk into someone's home and you can take care of the problem right now, today, can upgrade them today. I can't tell you how many times people will be like, ooh, I really want to do the tankless, but wouldn't you be able to do that? We'd do it right now. You could do the tankless right now? Yeah, we can do it right now. Maybe it's 4 p.m. in the afternoon. We can't do it right now. We can do it first thing in the morning. Really? Yeah, absolutely. Here's what we'll do. Oh, you ready for this one? I'm going to really blow your minds. Might even lose some of you on this one. Hopefully, I don't lose any on this one, but I've closed a lot of deals. Closed a lot of deals like this. Where I've said, hey, look, it's 4 p.m. We can do the water heater right now, or we can do the tankless in the morning. If you go with the tankless in the morning, I understand you guys probably need hot water for showers tonight. You need food. So here's what we'll do. A really nice hotel around here is around $100 to $150. So if you go ahead and go with the tankless in the morning, we'll come back and we'll knock $150 off this price credited towards a hotel, whether you get the hotel or not. See, people like that. They don't care about the $150 off. They care that you actually empathize with the fact that it's inconvenient to not have hot water and the fact that you considered them. And then it's kind of like when someone comes up to you and they say, hey, I'm really sorry that I did that to you before you say anything, it puts you on your heels and you kind of respond with, okay, it's not that bad. And you try to talk the person up versus them coming at you and being like, well, too bad I did that. Then you go, you know what? Well, this is how it hurt me. And this, and you get into an argument with people. These same kinds of mindsets, these things that position someone against someone, all of it is mindset. And so when you come at the customer with empathy before the fact, when you offer it in the solution, it comes across so much more genuine. Again, the point I was trying to make a second ago, I don't know if that was very that clear, but with my kids, when I get upset at my kids, say, why'd you break this? Why'd you lie to me? Why'd you do this? And they say something like, well, it wasn't my fault, or someone else caused me to whatever. I respond totally different than when they come at me and they go, yeah, I really did mess up right there, Dad. Sorry. My natural reaction when they apologize, when they're asking for forgiveness, when they're in a state of humility, is to build them back up. But when they come at me with, it's not my fault, I didn't do it, with this like victim mentality, yeah, I'm not so quick to build them back up in those moments. It's a natural positioning based on how they respond. And how you respond in these moments where you're giving out solutions to their problem will absolutely affect the path that they head down when they process this solution. Meaning, if you come at them with, hey, we'll get to it tomorrow, it's not our problem today, we can't really, that's going to put off a totally different aura. For example, if your technician goes out there, if you're the technician, you go out there and you say, hey, look, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Mr. and Mrs. Whitaker, look, Mr. Birmingham, I was thinking of Birmingham, for some reason, Alabama, I don't know why. Anyways, so if you're looking at this customer and you say, hey, look, here's what we can do. We can put your water heater in right now, knock it out for you. Or if you want to wait till tomorrow, we can come out here and do a tankless, but you won't have any hot water tonight, and that's really going to suck. The way he receives that information is going to put him in a natural position where he's going to start looking at the water heater more favorable than the tankless. However, if you come at him and you say, look, we can do a couple different things here. Number one, we could put the water heater in tonight, get you back up and running. But this is, you know, a 6-year, 12, 15-year decision. So if you want to go ahead and go with the tankless, I don't want to pressure you and make you have to, like, do that tonight and be stuck till midnight. So here's what we'll do. We'll do it tomorrow morning. But the good news is I can credit some of the money back off because of the hotel scenario that I painted earlier. I put it in a positive light. Now he's looking at both scenarios in a positive light. It's all about the convenience. Am I making this scenario convenient? Am I saying things like, hey, we can do this, but it's going to cause you headache, grief, strife? Or am I saying, hey, we can do this, and don't worry, that headache, strife, or grief that you're thinking about that you're going to have to endure, we've got a solution for that too. Are you taking it the next step? Are you really thinking about the convenience factor? Because a lot of you, here's where this really plays out. Okay, how does this play out? Well, obviously convenience, okay, we get all that. But how does this actually play out? In the delivery of the options. Do we take the next step to consider, you know what I mean? Do we consider their real situation? So we might talk ourselves out of a sale accidentally. We may talk the customer out of an option accidentally by simply missing the inconvenience of that solution. If we consider not only the solution and what it brings to the table as a benefit, which we've just talked about in the value section, but we also need to consider the convenience. For example, a sewer line. Say, look, here's the deal. We're going to have to dig up your yard. There's a couple different routes to go about this thing. We can line it. We can, without disturbing your yard, we can pipe burst it. We can do different things without having a trenchless dig. That's an option. Or we can dig up the yard. We can put the dirt back. It'll settle over time. But when I'm presenting all these options, I'm giving the customer information so they know which ones they're choosing, but I'm not telling them that one is bad versus the other. I'm just letting them know what the situation is, and I'm letting them know at each turn I've considered the cost and I've realized that there's a negative outcome to that, and I want to address that as well. One great example would be, hey, look, we're going to pull your toilet. We're going to run the drain machine for those that still do that. Or here's another one, a leak behind a water heater. Who's had a leak in the wall behind the way to move the water heater? I'll tell them, hey, look, I can move the water heater. I can fix the leak. It's going to be this amount of money because I got to charge you to uninstall and reinstall your old water heater. However, if you don't want to put the old water heater back, I can put a new water heater back, and you could save almost half the money because a lot of that labor is wrapped up in the job that we're already doing. Well, the customer's not hearing, like, you know, if we put your old water heater back, your life's going to be ruined. So now they can't do that one. But then they hear the price of the second one with the new water, and they can't do that one. And so they're left with no choice. and we accidentally did it to ourselves. I understand convenience is so powerful. Now, look, this kind of stuff that I'm talking about right now, this convenience and all, we dive into the actualities of it in our training. Not only our tech training, we talk about how to run the call, literally how to value stack. We run through options. We have 20 different sessions of hour-long trainings that last half a year just to take your techs through the entire program. And on top of that, we have daily trainings that walk your technicians through the concepts of taking water pressure, taking water condition tests, how to let the plumbing lead to the plumbing and not necessarily going through a checklist and making the customer feel like they're being sold, but more than that, just showing the customer how the plumbing is connected to the rest of the plumbing. And you may have a bigger problem here. For example, age of plumbing, a water, you know, you may be looking at a toilet that's 22 years old and you simply ask a question, here, how old are the other toilets? That immediately opens the customer up to going, oh, wow, my other toilets are just as old. Hey, look, we don't have to do anything with the other toilets today, but what we can do is deal with this one. I'll give you a price for that. And I'll also give you a price to deal with all three because it is cheaper to deal with them all at once. And then you can decide what you want to do. Little tweaks, little things like that. That's the kind of stuff that really makes a difference in the home. And we teach every single step of the way in our training. On top of that, we have owner coaching and culture training so that you guys can get your company in the right position so that your technicians can thrive on the call. Giving your customers the best experience ever. That's what we offer. Listen, go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Quickly fill out it's a little sheet. Put your biggest problem that you're currently experiencing as a plumbing company. And we'll reach out to you. We'll probably solve that problem. We are service over sales. So just like we tell you not to pressure your customer, we're not going to pressure you. We're just going to help you out. Go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com at the end of this podcast or right now and get the solution. Get your life back now. Don't wait. All right, look, what's the third point to all this thing? So we talked about this idea of I'm buying value. That's as a consumer, I'm buying value from a plumbing company. As a consumer, I'm buying convenience from a service plumbing company. And the last thing is peace of mind. You know, oftentimes we don't talk about warranties. We don't mention them. We don't write them down. People love to see that. They love to feel that. You know, we talk about peace of mind as in assuring them that this is going to solve the problem. I can't tell you how many times I go on calls, how many times my own plumbing company, how many times plumbing companies we work with directly. We have a crew here that sells for some plumbing companies directly right over the phone, working hands-on with their technicians in the moment. You know, in those scenarios, we hear oftentimes and not the customer say something like, you know, I had another plumber out here and they never even stopped to look at the bigger problem. They never checked my water pressure. They never did these things. That's peace of mind. When I go to a customer and I say, hey, look, I think you should upgrade to a tankless. They're going to go, well, what makes you think that? Your paycheck? I better have a reason. I better have taken my time to understand their system. And so delivering that gives them peace of mind. But this starts all the way back to when they first call in. Did I call the right company? How do you answer the phone? Hey, thank you for calling ABC Plumbing. Or is it ABC Plumbing? I mean, there's a difference right there. That little thing right there. It's like when you walk into the store and you say, hey, I was wondering if you guys could help me out. And they're like, what do you need? Takes you back a little bit. When you walk into a place and you say, hey, I was wondering if you could help me out. And they're like, sure, I'd be glad to help you. What can I do for you? You feel comfortable. It opens up the door to talk. This happens on the call. This happens at the front door. This happens all throughout the process. Peace of mind. And this comes from the way you deliver your message to the customer, the way you talk to them. Do you talk down to them? Does the customer really feel like you're listening? Does the customer really feel like you heard them? Does the customer really feel like you understood their problem? Not their plumbing. They expect that. What they're hoping for, they expect you to do the plumbing. What they're hoping for is they'll get some service along the way. There's never been a time where I've gone to the restaurant and ordered the meal and just hoped that the meal would come out. I expected the meal to come out. What I hoped for is it would come out in a timely manner. What I hoped for was that the waitress got my order correct. What I hoped for was that my glass wouldn't run empty along the way. But I expect to get my meal. Plumbing is the stage, service is the song. We talk about this all the time. When you go to a concert, you're not excited about the venue. You're not excited about the stage. You're not excited about the arena you're going to. You're excited about the group that's coming to play. You're excited about the songs that you're going to hear. you're really, quite honestly, even more than that, excited about the memories you're going to have when you hear the songs. Because it's an emotional deal. Life is emotional. People need to be more logical, but that's just not the case. So when we really truly think about what a customer is buying, what a customer is experiencing, what a customer is living on every aspect of every way they do everything, you know, some people will sit in a line that's a mile long with their car to save 4 cents a gallon at Costco. Okay, but that's not everybody. Some people will, they'll do inconvenient things to save money. Okay, but that's not everybody. There's some people that will totally buy into the idea of peace of mind and warranties, and there's other people who will just take their chances. But you're building a company based on service, built around the idea that people are paying for peace of mind, people are paying for convenience, and people are paying for value. That's your customer. That's who you want to be your customer, and that's who you want to serve. All right, guys, listen, I love you. And as always, I want you to remember this stuff matters. Go to plumbing, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Go check us out on our, obviously, you're on our podcast. Subscribe to our podcast. Check out our YouTube channel. Check out our Facebook show. Check it all out. Check everything out. Check us out. Let us know you exist, and we'll check you out. All right, guys, we love you. And as always, remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day. Fresh.